And welcome back to the 50-50 podcast presented by Physical Athletics, our proud partners, Physical Athletics. Make sure you check them out on all social media platforms at Physical Athletic. That's F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L Athletic. And you can also find them on their website at physicalathletics.com. My next guests, they are our second multi-guest panel that we've had on the podcast. And I'm also very excited because we have our very first ever student, high school student athlete on the podcast, and she's a great one. She comes from a very highly touted program, women's soccer program out of San Antonio. We're joined by both her and her coach. We're joined by Coach Eric Stolhansky and Victoria Castañon. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right. We are glad to have you. So big fan of your program. And as you all know, I came from San Antonio before moving here to El Paso, so very excited to have you all. Love what you guys are doing. You guys are doing things the right way there in San Antonio in your district as well. So you guys ready to dive right in?
We're ready to dive in.
Yes.
All right. So, Coach, take us through this. Obviously, on top of COVID, you know, we try not to make it really too much about COVID, but take us through your experience and your squad's experience through this major winter storm and the fallout that you all, that it has had on your program over the last couple of weeks.
You know, COVID obviously threw a kink in the season. We were doing trainings earlier in the year through Zoom, kind of like we're talking to you here. Things were just different. And I think that that left a footprint on the season that the girls had to deal with. You know, anything different is a little bit of adversity. But then you throw the winter storm on top of it, people going without water, without electricity, you know, shutting down for a week. And so, when we came back, there was, you know, a need to reschedule those games. And so we've been playing fast and furious. We've been playing 3 and 4 games a week, trying to get caught up. And, that's just not healthy for any high school student, right? But, you know, they jumped to the challenge. And what we found is we've had a couple injuries, because of the games back to back to back like that. And I was telling you before we got started here that we played, Clark on Friday night and we picked up 2 injuries. You know, those girls may not be able to finish the season because of it. Wow. So, to leave things the way it was, I'm not sure if it was just the cause of the games being so fast and having to be made up, but playing so many games in a short amount of time definitely took its toll.
So you mean to tell me playing 5 or 6 games in about 8-9 days is not good for your health? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I wouldn't be an advocate for it. Not at the high level of intensity that these girls are playing at.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, there's a lot of different programs, obviously a lot of districts across the state, and many can make the claim in terms of having an extremely tough district, but that District 28-6A that you all are a part of, that has got to be without a doubt. I mean, literally just about every game, every week is essentially, it's a playoff atmosphere kind of game. So, you know, you obviously play in a very brutal district. Tell us a little bit about that district, Coach, 28-6A, and also kind of for our listeners across the state, tell us a little bit more about your program, the Lee Balls.
You know, when I came to Lee Balls 5 years ago is in the season 2017. The program had been largely unsuccessful, hadn't made playoffs in something like 30 years. I'm not too sure about it. But when we took over, we set a goal for ourselves. We had a lot of talent in the program and we tried to make the most of it. But like you said, it's a very tough district. And I know there are other districts out there in the Dallas area, Austin area, you know, Houston area. But for San Antonio, it is the district. Reagan, Johnson, Churchill, Madison, now Lee, MacArthur had its history, you know, very competitive. And we go in there and we, you know, it's fun. It's fun competing at that high level. It's fun being challenged like that. You know, people say you're only good as your opponent. And, you know, when you play good quality opponents, the wins mean something. And so I enjoy it. I enjoy the competitiveness of it. And I know the girls, you know, it's like looking in the mirror. What do we have? Can we step up to the challenge? And whenever games like that, it's enjoyable and it's fun, but there's also a small margin of, you know, small room for error, because mistakes, you get punished when you play good teams and you make mistakes. And, you know, we play in a district where every game we play, you know, small things like that can hurt you. But it, like I said, it also makes a big difference, because when you pick up the win, it means something.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, we're lucky to be joined by one of your best players, one of your stud midfielders, Victoria Castañón. Victoria, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're fresh off the field, just coming from a game. So thank you for joining us. Yeah. Thank you for fitting us into your schedule. But
of course.
So in your own words, you know, describe what the season has been like in terms of a COVID year, and then also what these last few weeks have been, kind of similar to what I asked Coach a minute ago. You know, in your own words, talk a little bit maybe what this season has been like in terms of COVID, and maybe also the last few weeks in terms of the post winter storm fallout.
So because of COVID, it's been a little rough on all of us, like Coach said, at the beginning with the Zoom workouts. And it's like not the same atmosphere as it is as being at school. So sometimes we don't feel as like motivated as like we do at school, because we have each other there and we motivate each other. And with the winter storm, it's just like, it's kind of hurting us with all the games being pushed back. And like how Coach said, we have injuries, and those girls actually help us. So just having those injuries because of the winter storm and the games being pushed back is just kind of tough on the team.
And do you feel the team was maybe a little bit more prepared for that because of everything you all have already experienced in a year like this with COVID, or did it just feel like another layer in your opinion?
My opinion, it just felt like another layer, but mm-hmm. I know, we're all strong, so we push for each other, we work for each other, so that's what's keeping us together and like working hard for the team, because we want to make playoffs, and I know we will be able to.
There you go, spoken like a true leader.
That's right.
Coach, well done. All right,
love it.
Yeah. So Coach, tell us, you know, she's not going to brag on herself, because I already know, I can already tell in terms of being a humble servant leader, but tell us a little bit more about Victoria, what she does for your team, what she brings to the table, and where you've seen her, how much you've seen her grow.
Oh, well, like you said, the servant leader, that's kind of spot on right there. She's the type of girl who puts the other players first. She lifts people up, and her whole attitude and approach to the game is pretty amazing. She's always there for the other girls. She's always there lifting her up. Like I picture her in my head walking up to practice, high-fiving everybody, getting them like together. And it's an attitude in the way she approaches it. If I had to describe her as a player, it's very difficult because it's so complex to try to pick up on all the subtleties of what she does. But you know, if I picked one thing about her that was so impressive, it would be her mind and her soccer IQ. You know, something about her that jumps off the page is when you look at her, and you know, college coaches, rightly so, they look at players and they see big, strong, physical, fast. You know, these are the things that readily jump off the page at them. The things that you judge her by, and that would be her strength, are not the things that jump off the page at you when you initially see somebody. So you got to start judging the things that you can't see. And the things that you can't see would be the soccer IQ, the movement off the ball skills. You know, I've talked to her a few times about college ball, and then we joke around thinking about, like, you know, she loves Barcelona, and she loves, you know, the pretty soccer, the beautiful game. I was like, well, who's your favorite player? And she's, you know, if I'm trying to paint a picture of her as a player, it's kind of ironic because her favorite player is Ronaldinho. And Ronaldinho has these, you know, and you picture him in his prime. It's like, he has this amazing skill set, and it's so creative, and it's, you know, flamboyant, but effective, and also very aggressive in the way he plays. And that's almost the way I would try to describe Vic. We call her Tricky Vicky. We call her that for a reason, because I mean, she makes these complex, I know, right? It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
So it's these complex skill sets that most girls, and I'm not trying to knock girls soccer, but most girls don't possess. You know, you see, try to give some examples here. Okay, just the other night, we were playing a team, and Vic receives a ball, and it's out of the air, and her first touch settles it. Her second touch drives out a player with the outside of the foot, and a girl makes an overlapping run. And Vic spots it over her shoulder and continues driving at that girl to the inside, and then with the right foot, chops with her heel across the front of her body and lays it off for that girl on the overlap. You know, just stuff that you don't see very often using different parts of the feet. You know, her game is very much like chops, whips, brasileños, all the skills that seem fancy, seem, you know, creative, and she makes it work. I would say that the way she makes it work is probably like using these skills to get open and create space where most people wouldn't, to find a creative pass. You know, and that's kind of like the attitude I was describing about her coming and trying to lift others up. She sets up others. She plays this, you know, beautiful game, the creative passing game. Her skills are very impressive, man. Trying to think of another example of those skills that would be pretty impressive. Okay. We're in a training session and the goalkeeper punts the ball, you know, it's way up in the air. Nobody else is even competing for the ball. Most college coaches would be looking for the girl who's, you know, 6'2", jumping up to head it away. Vic being a little bit smaller, no, nothing wrong with that, Vic. Some of the best players in the world are a little bit smaller.
Absolutely.
Vic comes up, and with her first touch, she doesn't just kill the ball. With her first touch, she kills the ball and makes a pass about 10 yards out to the outside with the outside of her foot to a player running on. And it's like, man, that is just to have the vision to see that player, to have the skill to make that type of touch. And then to even, you know, just have the guts to pull something like that off. So I could see how like a college coach might miss initially seeing her with the skill set that she brings, because you'd look at her and you'd be like, oh, well, she's not 6'2". But when you watch her play and you start, you know, understanding soccer and watching what she does, she's invaluable. I mean, I can't take her off the field. We're trying to find the best ways to use her and to use that that approach to the game. But very high soccer IQ, always moving off the ball extremely well. And it's so subtle that it's hard to pick up until you watch it for a little bit.
Great.
Sorry, that's how I describe her as a player. I kind of went on a tangent there.
Absolutely, absolutely. You should have plenty to say of a caliber of her caliber, a player of her caliber. You should have plenty to say. So, yeah, no, I love that. And that that Ronaldinho guy, he was pretty decent. He was pretty decent back then.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. Yeah, so is Victoria.
Yeah. So, okay. So Victoria, so you mentioned a little bit about the playoff push, right, in your remaining games. And obviously, you all are, you know, you want to compete for the postseason, make the playoffs, and not just obviously make the playoffs, but go in there and make a deep run, but. There's obviously more to you than just that. And there's the will, as I understand it, the desire, the burning desire to want to play at the next level and play college soccer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us as to why, you know, why do you want to play at the next level, and kind of, you know, you're currently a 2021, you're currently uncommitted. And there's a lot of college coaches that are looking for a lot of, for lack of better words, overlooked talent, you know, kind of the hidden gems, and which I firmly believe you are. So tell us a little bit more for these coaches that may be listening out there, just why do you want to play at the next level?
It's just something I've been wanting to do ever since I got into the sport. It's just like a lifestyle, I would say. This sport, it's more than a sport, because it gives you friendships, families, and different opportunities. And it's just amazing because you get to do things you didn't think you could do. And it all started with a ball, and you would have never thought something like that could ever happen.
That's great. That's well said. You know, and coach, in listening and in talking to Victoria before and even now, you can just tell that there's a true love for the game there, which is awesome.
100%. I got a little story about her college experience. You know, she's had a couple of offers to play NAIA, and they've offered full rides, which is beautiful. One of them even invited her out to go visit campus and to practice with them. And you know, I'm you know, engaged. I love my players. I'm talking to her afterwards and saying, like, you know, what'd you think? How'd you like it? All this. And her response was, "Coach, I think I want something more competitive." You know, she was out there and she's playing and she wants to be challenged. And that's her in a nutshell. I know weight room challenge, you know, track challenge, the soccer games, good challenge. she's always looking for a way to improve her skill sets. There's a challenge, and that's what she's hunting for. And so when you asked that question, I was kind of waiting for it out of her mouth, but she's looking to be challenged. And, you know, it's not just looking for money to play soccer at school or to have school paid for, which is, you know, ultimately the, you know, in my mind, trying to take care of her, make sure education is paid for. That'd be great. But she's looking for something more than just that. She's looking for a challenge. And so I think that's an athletic mindset in itself. It's just always being, you know, pushed, always being challenged and looking to grow as an individual and as a player. So I thought that was part of her answer that maybe she needed to throw out there and people needed to hear. That's her attitude.
Absolutely. That's great to hear. And that growth mindset, very important. And, you know, she's a all district, all city caliber player, a 4-year varsity letter winner. And Victoria, do you have any ideas as far as field of study, major, anything in mind at the next level?
I'm looking into sports management or business right now, but I'm not set on it. It just depends, like, the school and, like, what they offer. But that's why I'm still looking into different schools. But I'm looking to stay mostly in Texas, but not in San Antonio.
Okay, good. That's good to know. And so as we begin to transition here, Coach, tell us, you know, Victoria's obviously been part of, you've had some amazing players there at Lee, still have some amazing players there at Lee. I know you've had some injuries as well that have played into that, but as we, you know, we transition here, tell us a little bit what's left on the schedule. What's, you know, what's the outlook, how many more games, and then, you know, what can we expect out of the Lee, you know, the Lee Vols the rest of the way this season?
You know, I think there's an expectation with the group. There's an expectation with the team. That's been set and established 5 years ago. I kind of touched on it when we were going there. We came to Lee, made playoffs. And then every year, the expectation was to improve upon the previous. And improving upon the previous year is, you know, when the expectation was low and like the standard was low, was easy. But then the girls started, you know, second in district. You know, I think 1 year is 20 wins and 2 losses, something like that. You know, it's a success. And then it's finding new ways to improve. Finding subtle ways to improve. And this group is no different. They want to improve. And I think, you know, it is a different year. There have been some funky things happening with the season, but these girls are looking to finish the year strong. And you heard Victoria say making playoffs. Well, it's not just making playoffs. It's seeing how far we can go in playoffs. It's not just winning games, but trying to get better each time you're playing a team. You know, we play Clark the first time and it's a 2-2 tie. It's fresh in my mind. We played them last Friday. And then we play them the second time and it's a 3-0 win. And we changed a system in the first game. We saw it be successful and the girls noticed that. And when we approached the second game, it was like, okay, well, here's what we did and this is how we finished the game. Let's improve on that. Let's make sure we start that way and hit it hard, just the way we were seeing the success at the end of the game. And so I have a very unique situation at Lee with the magnet schools. With very intelligent soccer players, with girls who are wanting to learn and get better and improve their soccer IQ. They're looking at different systems of play. They're looking at how we're doing things. And then they're seeing how it's effective in games and they're wanting to improve. So how are we going to finish the year? I have no idea, but I know how we want to finish the year. We want to go out there and every team we play, we want to improve upon the last time we played them. And, that means we have Roosevelt on Monday, tomorrow. Vic, you better be ready. We have Brandeis on Wednesday. We have Johnson Churchill next week. And if we can pick up a couple of those games, then we're sitting solidly for playoffs. As far as playoffs go, we go north. So that makes the route a little bit tougher. But first round would be the Shirt, Cibolo, Smithson Valley, New Braunfels district. Yeah. So a good strong opponent, but I kind of like our season and what we described our district as. You know, we enjoy a challenge, we enjoy the competition. Talking about great players in the program, Vic being here with me, she can attest to it. We've had some very, very good players come through the program and who have gone and played Division I. And you know, funny enough, I just thought about this. Vic's been playing next to him the entire time. Macy Jones goes to Louisiana Tech on a full ride, then transfers to West Point. Kendall Closa going up to VCU, coming home to UTSA. The younger Closa, Texas Tech commit, is a senior with Vic in her class. Rice commit, Jen Jackson, Brittany Compa, another UTSA commit. Mariah went down to UTRGV. There's several D1 players who have come out just in the past couple of years, and you know, it's fun working with these girls. They've chosen to come to Lee for magnet programs and to play soccer, and that makes it enjoyable because they all want to be there. So I don't know if that answers everything. You're talking about good players come through the program and how we're going to finish the season. Maybe a little nervous about how we're finishing the season, but I definitely love my girls, seeing all the ones that have come through.
Right. Yeah, no, put you on the spot there a little bit, Coach. But no, thank you. You hit on everything. And, you know, college coaches, again, her name is Victoria Castañón. And, you know, Coach Stolhansky, he just rattled off a list of about 5-6 D1 players that she has been playing with and has been playing next to. So do not sleep on Victoria Castañón, class of 2021 out of the Lee Vols soccer program. So, Coach, before we transition here, our final transition, one question I do have for you that I like to ask most high school coaches. Now, what is, for our listeners abroad, right, throughout the state and maybe even listening nationally, but definitely within the state, tell us a little bit more about, in your own opinion, in your own humble opinion, the state of the game there, specifically in the greater San Antonio area.
The state of the game? I've seen growth. And, I don't want to date myself and start thinking that I've been doing this for a while. But I've been doing it for longer than a decade. And even in the past 10 years, the growth in the game has been incredible. You have club programs that have grown. You have players and the talent pool that's grown. And even in the high school scene, you know, when I first started, it was, I played college ball out at UCSB. I had good ideas about soccer. I come in, start coaching girls soccer. And I'm like, you know, everybody's playing a 4-4-2. There's no differences in one team to the next. There's no, you know, use of a player as a target. None of this type of stuff. It's just kind of like kick the ball and chase it. And, any type of change in the game had a drastic impact in it. And now you have coaches who are very soccer savvy. You have high soccer IQ coaches. You have people who are trying different things, utilizing players differently. Just in the high school game, I've seen a drastic difference in growth in the way that people are playing and the way that soccer is in San Antonio. The training atmosphere as well, people who have started – you know, individual training programs, clubs. It seems like so many clubs have changed names and ownership and all this other, but really what it comes down to is you have a need for good coaching and you have, you know, kids out there who are trying to get the club experience, which is great because it develops players. So I don't know if that speaks to anything other than I've seen a lot of growth and I've tried to have my part in it, but San Antonio is definitely becoming larger with the soccer scene, and the amount of talent, I think, is a testament every year that graduates out of high school and goes to play college ball is a testament to that growth. So
absolutely. And Victoria, we know you you also play club for Corinthians, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so, kind of following up to what Coach was just talking about, let's just say over the course of maybe the last 4 to 5 years in your playing career, how would you say you've seen the game grow there in San Antonio? And if you want to describe it to listeners, how would you describe it?
Well, personally, I've seen it grow a lot. When I was 8, that's when I started playing, and I started playing with the boys team, which is what most soccer girl players start with playing with boys. And then now, because there isn't many young girl teams, but now you see clubs starting their own girls teams starting from a young age, as to before there wasn't as many teams, but you just see different players come in, and there's different teams a lot more than there used to be before.
That's great. No, it's great to hear growth. That's one thing. And I can attest to that as well, having been in that area as well. So absolutely. That's glad to hear. So this has been great. Thank you, Coach Victoria. I understand you guys are going to stay with us for our next segment. For our listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with our counterattack segment. We get to pick on Coach and Victoria a little bit and have some fun with them.
That'll work.
And welcome back to the 50-50 podcast presented by Physical Athletics, our proud partners, Physical Athletics. You can find them on all social media platforms at Physical Athletic. That's F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L Athletic. And you can also find them on their website at physicalathletics.com. So we're back with Coach Eric Stolhansky and Victoria Castañon of the Leave All Soccer program out of 28-6A there in San Antonio, Texas. So counterattack, are you guys ready? You guys look a little nervous to me. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, a little nervous.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. So, okay. So as I ask these questions, obviously, Coach, it'll apply to you as a coach, and Victoria, for you as a player, obviously. So, but just wanted to throw that out there, throw that caveat out there so no one gets confused. So, all right. So both of you, whoever wants to jump in first, have at it. Any pregame or postgame rituals?
Oh, Vic, you got any?
I always have to jam out to some music and then have an energy drink before the game. I always have to have this bracelet on. It's a red bracelet my mom got me. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, yours are so meaningful. I can't even go there. Yeah, no, yeah. That's good stuff, Vic. I get to hear your mom with the bracelet. Jam to some music. You know, back in the day as a player, definitely get in the right mind frame, you know, jam into some music. That would be a good pregame ritual. I don't want to throw anything else out there right now.
Nothing. All right. A little pre-podcast ritual for me is an energy drink during the podcast. So
bad for you, Coach.
Yeah. All right. So now, any other sport other than soccer, obviously, any other sport that you would have coached or played?
In middle school, I played basketball and I did track, but it wasn't that I wasn't interested. It was just, I didn't enjoy it as much as I did soccer. So I just stuck to soccer because I liked it more.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You know, growing up, I did a few things, played judo, started doing some of the other sports, but it always just came back to soccer for me. And it's like, okay, my dad played football, and it's like every Stolhansky played football up at UT. So it's kind of like an expectation that I would go and play football someday. And I'm pretty sure my dad told me that he put me into soccer just to improve the foot skills to get ready for football. And that's kind of funny when your grandpa's like an All-American from UT and played for the 49ers, and you go to family, you know, dinners and whatnot, and they start talking about like, well, boy, aren't you going to play some football? That soccer is a commie sport, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So, it's ironic, but it also made me like black sheep of the family, and it just made me dig my heels in harder. Like, no, soccer's my thing, and that's what I'm always coming back to. So,
the classic 19, I guess, I don't even know anymore. I don't know if that's the 1960s,
it's just the
70s or 80s argument. Oh, hey, it's a communist sport. Yeah.
Communist sport. Yeah. Back in the day.
I love it. Yeah. I do love that, because no pro sport is more capitalistic than the sport of soccer. So, which is hilarious. But okay, so next one I have for you guys, and this one's gonna probably require some deep thinking here. So, favorite Netflix series or any other platform you've enjoyed the most binge watching during the pandemic?
What you got, babe? She's not playing soccer, man. She's not watching movies.
I told you, she's like,
You know, I watched one that I thought was pretty good, and I did not think I was going to watch it because the wife put it on. It was called The Queen's Gambit. I don't know if you've seen that one, but it's like a chess prodigy that grows up as an orphan, and it's kind of like her rise to fame as a chess prodigy. I really enjoyed it, and it's like super surprising the way it, you know, kind of caught me. Because I was half watching it, the wife was watching it, and then I was just into it after the first episode. So if you haven't seen it, Queen's Gambit, not a bad one.
Nice. One season? Is that one season only?
I think it is just the one season. Yeah. One off deal.
How about you, Victoria? So, I think you still look like you're in deep battle.
Trying to think. Yeah, I'm still trying to think. There's a lot of shows I watched before, but I'll just go with the most recent one I've watched. It's called In the Dark, and it's pretty, I wouldn't say dark show, but it's a show that I don't want to talk about on here, but okay. You just have to watch it.
All right. In the Dark. Okay. All right. Okay. Next one. So favorite, and this one always just kind of ruffles some feathers for whatever reason. Favorite and least favorite soccer team. So college, pro, whatever. You can't say the Levals, okay? You can't say that. So,
Vic, do you want to tell them your favorite? Go for it.
My favorite, as it was said before, it's Barcelona. And my least favorite would be have to be Real Madrid.
That a girl. That a girl.
All right, Victoria. Well, thank you for joining us on the 50-50 podcast. She's no longer needed here, Coach. So I'm a big Real Madrid fan. So
yeah. I could leave now. Yeah. I get you, Vic. I mean, any team that has to buy every single player for hundreds of millions to try to win, you know, the same amount of games as Barcelona, just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I agree because Barcelona never did that. Yeah, sure. Yeah. How about you, Coach?
You know, Vic already said Barcelona, but Man City right now is just a lot of fun to watch. So, their style of play is so fluid and fun. Every player in any position, it's kind of like a total soccer reborn. You know, least favorite, being a UCSB guy, UCLA would have to be my least favorite team. That was always the big rivalry, and just hate those guys. So, I don't know. There's something nasty there that should be said, but yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, Matt, you know, Man City wasn't, they weren't very nice to watch play today. I don't know if you caught that, but
I did not. I was out in the yard doing some yard work all day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't finish that then. That's kind of a little bit of a spoiler alert, but not completely. But all right. Next one. Non-soccer. Okay. Non-soccer. Favorite and least favorite team, college, pro, what have you?
Non-soccer.
Yeah.
Well, I spend all my time watching soccer. This is a tough one.
We do live in San Antonio, so the only reasonable answer would have to be the Spurs.
There you go.
And least favorite.
You've almost redeemed yourself for that Real Madrid comment. So almost. So. All right. How about you, Coach?
Favorite, probably the New Zealand All Blacks. You know, kind of fun watching some rugby.
Absolutely.
Least favorite team, maybe the Los Angeles Lakers, if we're saying something like that, going with the basketball theme.
There you go. Both of you have redeemed yourself. You're back on the right track. That's all right. All right. All right. So next one, any secret or hidden talent, whatever you want to call it, a talent that very few people know that you have? You have to brag here. This is when you get free reign to brag.
Vic, what do you got? What's your secret talent?
I could bake.
There you go. Hey, that's a talent.
I can bake.
What's your baking, buddy? We love to bake, Vic.
Well, I bake with my sister.
Oh, that I can see. I can see Vanessa being a baker for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at about 240, 245, and I can still do a kick up back from my goalkeeping days. When you lay on your back and you kick yourself straight up to your feet.
Yeah.
And so it's a secret talent that I showed off one time during a goalkeeper training session at the school. And now all the girls like are asking for me to do it. Now, Coach, show the kick up. Show the kick up. I'm never doing it again because I don't know if I'm going to make it again. So, you know, that's that may be something secret. Not too many people know this big fat boy can still get up. So,
all right. All right. He's talented and agile. I like that. All right. Okay. So here's one. Coach, from your perspective, obviously from the sidelines, from whatever you can recall, and Victoria, in a game, or maybe even when you weren't in a game that maybe you were on the sideline, subbed out for a second, getting some water, what have you. But what is the funniest moment you can recall in your time there at Lee, either in practice or in a game? Like single moment, something that happened.
It always has to be someone falling. someone go running full speed and then falling over the air.
You know, the thing about those is they're twice as funny when you go back and you're watching them on film, right? Rather than in the moment, because you can just rewind and watch them over and over and over. Coach, how about you?
I'll go with the falls too. We've had two of them pretty recent. One of them, my girl was on a full sprint after a breakaway, and she probably could have scored if she got there. But Isela Zertucci, I'll just throw her name out there and throw her under the bus. She's on a full sprint, kind of loses her footing, starts trying to catch herself, and then just face plants and doesn't even put her hands to catch herself, but face plants, and her feet come back up and end up in front of her face. Wow. And so it's like a full scorpion. It's pretty awesome. Wow. And we do have it on film. Maybe I need to send it after this. Wow. But that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Threw the name out there and everything. He went all in. Yeah. He went all in. All right.
Listen in.
All right. Okay. Last question I have here for you guys. And this one I ask to everybody. So post-pandemic, whenever that may be, right? We're kind of back to our normal, or what our new normal may look like. Yeah, family all over at your home. They come, family from out of town, everyone, and you're cooking. You're the chef. What are you cooking?
I really don't cook.
You're gonna bake.
You bake.
Maybe some pasta, some chicken Alfredo pasta.
There you go. That's solid.
With some garlic breadsticks.
Chicken Alfredo pasta. I love it. I don't know, Coach. We might have to go with some steaks. Gotta love a good steak. Absolutely. And get the family together.
Absolutely. On the grill outside, or are you doing it inside? You committing to it outside on the grill?
You got one of those Blackstones. You keep it nice and hot, and then you put the weight on it. Yeah.
There you go.
Sear on the outside.
There you go. Absolutely. There you go. All right. Awesome. Well, Coach Victoria, this has been great. For our listeners, and one of the things that I did kind of want to hit on really quick is, you all have, a quick shout out to Coach. You know, obviously, you know this. You have your assistant, Coach Boswell. Shout out to her. She's you have one of the best in the game in terms of running a social media account, your Twitter. For those of you that haven't been able to see,
man, I tell you what, that social media has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
So yes, huge shout out to Boswell for getting that together.
Yeah. So if you could, Coach, tell us where could we find more information? Where could we, your Twitter handle, what have you, where can we find more info on the Lee Balls soccer program?
You know, I believe it's at Soccer Balls. And I don't do the social media thing. I'm kind of old school that way. But she has put everything from starting lineups to brags on the girls, to matches, to just soccer news for our program, all of it at Soccer Balls.
Absolutely, she's done great. And Victoria, so if we want to be able to get more information on you, or see any highlight clips, anything, any social media or anything you have to plug, anything you can share, where can we find more info on you?
My Twitter handle is VictoriaC_1113, and Instagram VictoriaCastanon10.
All right. Awesome. Well, this has been great. Coach Stolhansky, Victoria Castagnon, they are both part of the Lee Vols soccer program, doing great things and making a run for the playoffs, making a push for the playoffs in District 28-6A. Coach, any final words? Anything you want to share with our listeners?
No. We appreciate all the support, and thank you very much for having us on here.
Absolutely. Love having you on. And Victoria, wish you the best of luck as you continue going through the college recruiting process. College coaches, what are you waiting on? All right. Make sure you look her up, Victoria Castagnon from the Lee Vols soccer program. Look her up. Please do not sleep on her. And for all of our listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.